We're beginning now, Kuf Chaf Gimel, 123. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Korea uposeya shalosh pisios la'acharov b'chriya achas. So you bend your knees and you take your three steps back in that position. Va'achar shaposa shalosh pisios be'odo korea. And as you are, knees are bent and you're stepping back three paces. Kodem sheyizkof, before you straighten up, kishomer osei shalom bimromav, hofech ponav litzad smolo, you turn to the left. Kishomer, when you say, hu yaseh shalom, aleinu, hofech ponav litzad yaminu, you turn to the right. Va'achrakach, kishyishtachave lefonav, ke'eved haniftamid rabo, and then you straight ahead like a servant who is taking leave of his master. Says the Mechaber, I'm sorry, no, that was the Mishnah Berurah, Aleph. Korea poseh, you bow down, you take your steps back. Ke'evet ha'niftam rabba, like a servant who is removing themselves. V'shir ha'kriya kevar kasafti le'el b'simen kuf yud gimel b'bir halacha shehu kidei she'es pakaku kol chuliosav shebeshidra. When the bones in your spine are curved and recognizable. So I found afterwards in this siman over here, Kuf Chaf Gimel, the similar idea. Three steps back in Beis Shalosh Psios, I'm Beis Yosef, Kama Tamim. Many reasons given for this. Va'od Kosu Tam, another reason is Mishum to Amr Chazal, the Bezuchus Gimel Psios, Shirat Nevuchadnezzar, Lichvod Hashem, in this Zuchus, the merit of the three steps that Nebuchadnezzar took to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yisbarach, Zoch El Hachriv, he called a Zuchus to be the one who was used as, the Navi in Yirmiyahu calls Nebuchadnezzar is my Eved, in Yirmiyahu Chafei, he says Avdi, my servant, not too many people in Tanakh get that title, but okay, he was the puppet, he was the marionette doll that was, it was zoiche to be machir of the Beis Hamikdash. Lechein, therefore, on a posim gimel psios mispalim sheyibon the Beis Hamikdash. So he was the one who destroyed it. We take three steps, and in that zechus we should be zoiche to see the binyan Beis Hamikdash. Okay, then the Mechaber says v'acher sheposa, after you've taken your steps back, v'loka osin sheomer osisham ba'od sheposim, not like the people who do this incorrectly. They say the words as they're taking their steps back. De einochem asos kains, that's not the correct thing to do. V'chein hadin, so too ba'osis shalom de kaddish, right? You're not supposed to be saying those words as you take your steps back, right? You take your three steps back by Shemona Esrei, you take your three steps back by kaddish. You're supposed to take the three steps back and then say the words. Dalid, you turn litzad small to the left. Shemispalil roe atmo ki ilu shchina mulponav, because we see ourselves as the shchina is directly in front of us. Usmol ha'adam, and the left side of the human, hutzad yamino shel hakodesh baruch hu. That's corresponding to the right side of Hashem. Then ose ashom alein, I'm sorry, in hey. Delo nalakha omrim aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael, el ve'al kol Yisrael. Yomer kishim ishtach ve'elefonav. That's the correct nusach according to the Mishnah Berurah. And now we do the Ramah. In Aleph it says, v'nohagu loymar acharkach yihil ratzon sheyabona beis hamikdash. After we say this, we daven Hashem should rebuild the beis hamikdash. Why now? Ki atzafi lebemokam ha'avoda. Because, as we know, the Gemara in Brachos tells us, in the fourth parak, that tefillah is the replacement, so to speak, for the korbanos, our avoda. V'chein mevakshim al hamikdash shenuchal asos avoda mamish. And that's why it's entirely appropriate. We say, look, we did the best we could, but we want the real deal. We want back to bring back the korbanos. Okay, that's the end of Aleph. Beis, Sif Beis, B'malkam Shekalu Shlosh Psios Ya'amod. You're supposed to stand in the place where you are after you take your three steps back. V'lo Yachzor L'makomu Ad Shegil Shlich Tzibur L'Kedusha. You should not go back to the place you were standing when you started your Shemona Esrei until the Chazan gets to Kedusha L'Pachos. But you can't wait that long, at least. We'll see, maybe there's extenuating circumstances the Mishnah Berurah talks about, but at least Ad Sheyaschah Shlich Tzibur L'Hispalil B'Kol Ram, until he starts to begin the Chazor HaShatz. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah in Vav. Ya'amod, you stand there, v'yechavin raglav kimo b'tefila. You have your feet together, the same we did in tefila. Sh'omer osa shalom b'pnei shemate atzmo litzad shechina. Because you are inclining yourself towards the shechina. V'lo yachri, you shouldn't go back to the place where you were started. She'im chozer miyad, because if you would take your three steps back and then take your three steps forward. Doma the Talmud sheniftam rabu apostle achra v'chozer miyad. someone who leaves the Rebbe and then goes right back up. V'sofo mochiach al tichil also. And the end proves the beginning. Shel posel achrav kadei lihipatim menu. Because I wasn't really taking leave of you. I turned right, here I am, back again. V'humagun, that's considered to be something that's disrespectful, inappropriate. Aval, but kishimamtim, when you wait al kedusha until they start the chazor, the kedusha, or al koponim lehas chalas tefilas hashatz, they start already beginning the repetition. Nira lekol, it appears to everybody shechoz b'shvil hakedusha. You're going back now because you want to answer the kedusha. Lechavin the masha omar hashatz, or you know, to have kavana, intention to be joined together with what is being said by the shlich tzibur. So you stand in your place. The makomo pirush was this mean in sifkat and ches. You're not supposed to go back until it reaches this point. He wants to just stand there, not to go back at all. Maybe the six steps means the three forward, and you're supposed to yes take three steps back. You have to take the three steps forward. According to reason, kitzas makpidin. Some people are makpid on this. They don't should walk in front of them. Because that's going to be a interruption between their six steps. This is a mistake. Then the person will, they see someone wants to walk, then they quickly take their steps back up. That's what the actual halach is. Okay. What else? Oh, Sivkat and Tess. We should ideally wait till Kedusha, if not at least the Chazos HaShatz. So he says in Sivkat and Tess, Im herik betfilas. Let's person's diving a longer Shmon Esrei. Uve eis sheposa higia hashatz lekedusha. And while you're still davening, but there the chazan's up to kedusha. Yochalachsa takeif lemakom aloymer kedusha. Then you don't have to wait. You know the amount of time it takes to walk down almost there. You can step right back up. After hamaharil hay noheg kishehaya misayim shmona esrei v'ashatz nafala al apav. If he would finish and they'd be holding by the tachnum, oz hay nish arbe makomo, he would remain in the place where he took his three steps back. Shapal sasham v'nafal gamkin al apav im hatsim b'shava. So he wouldn't wait and take three steps back. He would just do nefilas apayim in the place where he took his three steps back. So what's going on over here? V'lo haya chayz take if the makomo didn't go right back there. He says the mishmaruah no kedusha shiny. The kedusha is different than the tachnun. Shetov yoisil omro b'makomo kimo sh'ar hakahal. It's better to recite kedusha in the place where you were with everybody else. In the dirshu number 8, he brings down ach im siyim shmona esrei kashat be'emza kaddish. If you finish when they're saying the kaddish, sakos of Reb Chaim Kanievsky zatzal she'enet zarech lachzul miyad l'makomo almanas lomer sham amen yeshmi rabba. So for kaddish, you do not have to go back to that place. Kevin shedavka kedusha yesh din lomer b'makomo. It's the kedusha that should be in your original location, but not for a kaddish. Okay, then we continue now on the bottom line. V'ayin l'kamen simin kuf lamed aleph sif lamed l'inyan nefilas apayim et masha kosov sham b'mishna bura. In the Dirshu 9, it says shekosov sham she'im lo hifsik lahamtim kodem nefilas apayim kishir hiluch dalad amos. You don't wait the amount of time it would take to walk dalad amos. Therefore, yomer tachnum v'alkam sheposa. You say tachnum where you are. Afilu ba'amida. Even standing. Right? Okay. I'll call upon him kishain of shares acheres. Right? We'll see. There's no other opportunities to sit. Okay. Then the last thing was, well, apachos, at least is the mechaber. If you're not going to wait till kedusha, at least wait till it starts the chazor sashatz. Right? Apachos, ayin bedbach. Shehiskim, lechatchile, nochel, nahachmir, ad kedusha. Really, you should be waiting until they start the kedusha. Unless you're in a very cramped place and you're standing back, is going to lead to problems. We don't want any problems, any arguments, any fighting to happen. So if that's going to do it, that's more, that value wins out, and you should go right back to take your three steps back forward if waiting is going to be an issue. He agrees with his Bach. But let's say it's like a Rosh Hashanah davening or something like that, and it's going to be a long time until they actually get up to the to the kedusha, bivada yesh lahakil lachzor takev shemaskla shat shmona esrei. In that case, you could be makil and go right back. Okay, that was the da da da. That was the mechaber. Now we'll do the Ramah. Hashliach tzibur yamud kidei hiluch arba amos kodim sheyachzul makom al hispala b'kol ram. So this is what he's saying, that he waits the amount of time to walk, you know, dalad amos, 7 feet, 3 inches, something like that, and then he begins the repetition. V'chein yochad hamispala, and so too, a yochad also should wait this amount of time. Yamud b'makom shekol p'siusav, you stay in the place where you took your steps back, kishir zeh kodim sheyachzul makomo. We'll see the amount of time that it would take if you're in shul, until how long would it take until the chazan started. You should wait there, even when you're davening b'yichidus. Yochad shemispala b'tzibur, v'siyim tefila asa kodim shliach tzibur, you're davening and you're ahead of the shliach tzibur, you finished. Also la'achzir ponov l'tzibur, you shouldn't turn around and now face, you're facing east, you shouldn't now turn and face west. Ad shesayim shliach tzibur tefila asa, until the chazan is finished with his, as we'll see, that's going to distract people, as Mishnah Berurah explains. Okay, so we are up to Yud Aleph, right? This is the din that a yochad should also wait. Ubach cholek oposek to ein chilek lemispalel biyichidi bebeso lemispalel im hatzibur. So the Bach says there's no difference wherever you're daving. Ela bechol davening always tzarech lishos kifi shir shegi hashas lekedusha. Interesting, you're at home davening and you have to wait another time. You have to estimate how long will it take till the shliach tzibur. Well, that's how long I have to stand in my place until I take my steps back. Oh, I'll call upon him at least as yaschal shatz bekol ram till he starts to sing out loud. V'chein posuk amogen avrim like this Bach. The exception would be this. Let's say you have to daven a tashlumen, so then you don't need to wait. In that case, you just wait a few seconds. If you have time, it'll take you to walk 6 to 8 feet. Everyone knows. Everyone knows the reason why you're stepping up is because you have to daven a second time. Nevertheless, if you're pressed, that even if you can wait just dalad amos, you don't have to wait till this long amount of time. In footnote 12, the Dirsha brings from the Kaf HaChaim that he's a little he's amazed. It says 12 dehainu kishim ispalda biyichidus efshel lahakel, when you're by yourself shahamti rakadeh hiluch dalad amos. Right, and you have to wait until the how much we're talking of in shul until the chazan would start. L'chein kosav Kaf HaChaim sif katan yud zayin tamua. Everyone's so lego. Shemakilin laatzmam shlolahantim gam kishes palim b'tzibur. Right, they don't wait. V'chein imis palim b'tzibur v'siim tefila shmona esrei b'lachash achrei kedusha kosav v'kaf achayim shedinu kimis palim b'yochid. That's like davening as a yochid. Elish lechachile yamtin kishir hazman sheaschil shatz chazos shatz ad kedusha. You should wait that amount of time as well. He's amazed by people who don't wait. Okay, last Mishnah Berurah. Is Yud Beis, where he said that you're not allowed to turn around. Also, Lahachzir, he says, Hainu afal pi shedain omid b'mokom shekolo psiosav. Even though you're still standing the place where you took your 3 steps back, lo yachzir ponav letzibur, don't turn around your face to everybody, hainu letzad ma'arav, to face the west, kolzman shelo siyim hashatz, until the shliach tzibur has finished. Why? Ki yigrom bazeh bitul kavono v'hamis palim. It's going to stare their kavanah. You're turning around, looking around, seeing what everyone's doing. The gam, an additional concern, shach sheduhu, they're going to be choshiyu shedilig. Hey, you got one pretty fast. It must have skipped, left out a brach or something like that. If you want to take your steps back, kavar mavur, ditzarech lechatchil lehamtin ad sheagia hashatz lekedusha. Oh, al koponim ad yaschil hashatz. A little repetitive over here, but the Dirshu 13 talks about why. What's the chiddush? But he's just pointing out that you really need to wait until the again lichatchila. You should not step up until kedusha. If you have to, then you should at least step up when the chazan starts his repetition. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue in the next shiur with Sif Gimel.